Smokers. Hallelujah. Jesus. You are so sweet. There's none like you. Nothing compares to you, Jesus. Everything else is a counterfeit. All the running and chasing and trying to plan, none of it matters if you're not in it and if it's not of you. As we were worshiping, I saw a formation in the Spirit. And what I mean by that is I saw people coming into position in God. I saw them marching in and coming out from among the world and the deception that's in the world. I saw people that were caught in projects and I'm trying to put it in English. Projects and plans and things, but some of it was not of God, and it was actually distractions, like cares of the world, that have captured us and brought us into captivity. And so some people I saw come out from that. They marched out of that, and I saw a cutting away of webbing, of like crustacean, like deception, and I saw a direct blowing of God, clearing away a separation like a wall. It kind of reminds me of the Red Sea. It was like a separation from the distractions of the world, and there was a oneness in spirit that I saw people just moving forward and clicking into their position in God. And for some of you, you may notice right away a difference. And for some others, it's going to come, not like weeks, months, years. It's like you're going to have an aha moment, and you're going to look back and go, I remember the night that happened. You'll be like, what happened? Something's different. Oh, I remember the night. I remember when Lori said that in the Spirit by the Holy Ghost. And so I'm telling you, we're in a season of transition, and it's a good transition. It's a season of coming out from among them. It's a season of coming into your true self, your true position in God. I'm seeing angels cutting away lies and things that were spoken over some of you that is it was not the Lord. It was man prophesying of the flesh. And sometimes people don't like to hear that, but I have to speak what the Lord has me speak. And God does it because he loves us. He wants us to have the truth. And so sometimes people will say things by their flesh and put a Holy Ghost twang to it. And please hear my heart when I say this. Do I miss it? Yeah, I do. But my goal is to always deliver the accuracy of the Holy Ghost. And when I leave a meeting, I ask them, you know, did I do everything you wanted me to do? Is there anything I should have done different? So some people don't even care about the body of Christ. They just feed some leftovers. They feed what people like to hear, the tickling of the ear, and make you feel good so you come back. I'm not that way. My heart is not that way. My heart is, what do you have to say to the people tonight? So sometimes it's he's very loving and caring, and sometimes he gives a Holy Ghost slap. And I never know which way he's going to flow, because I don't try to act like I'm God. That's not my desire. My desire is to see people come out of the bondage and the traps and the tricks of the enemy and walk in truth and wholeness in God. And as we were worshiping, here it comes, as we were worshiping, I can feel it building in the Spirit. As we were worshiping, I saw this position of truth. And without the opposition, see, because when you really engage your spirit man, it takes a while to train your flesh. But when you engage your spirit man, and oftentimes it's through worship, that's the easiest form, usually for some. Others, it's getting in the Word. For others, it's just sitting quietly and meditating on the goodness of God. But when you truly engage your spirit man, truth rises. I love that principle. I love that the way God designed that system. You know, when you read the word, it reads us. The word reads you. You ever read the word and go, ooh, you know, there's a mirror and it's looking at me and it's not looking so good right now. You know, and it's not to correct us like you bad, dirty, no good. It's like, oh, I see. God's got more for me and I'm looking at this through the wrong filter. Oftentimes we look at things through filters of what our parents said or what a friend said or a husband or a spouse or a sister and a brother or a boss. You know, God's kingdom is so vast, and I see the body of Christ in clusters, and we're all trying to come to truth. Well, some never make it. What's the difference? Well, to me, I believe it has to do with, here I am again, Lord. What do you have to say today? Faith as a child is huge in the kingdom of God. Oftentimes, in our flesh, we like to be seen of man or to have the great, great, great. But it's you know, if you study the word, it's the one in the back that gets moved to the front. You know, it's the least of the least that God always picks and uses. It's not the puffed up Pharisees. It's not, you know, the high priests in their robes. It's the Gideon. And God's speaking to every one of us because here's the thing. The enemy at the same time is going, you're never going to amount to nothing. It's never going to change. You're always going to be this way. See, there's this dual world, there's this dual war going on. And I'm seeing so clear in here tonight the goodness of God. And he's cheering us on. And he wants us to get this. Because once we understand that there really is a war and there are fiery darts that are being sent to our minds, you know, Ephesians is very important. You know, there's some teaching in there that helps us focus on the goodness of God. There's some teaching in there that gives us wisdom on how to overcome the schemes of the enemy. And see, the way to overcome the schemes of the enemy is to subdue your flesh. And that's difficult because we're born of flesh and we like to feel good. Although pleasure is temporary, oftentimes it leads to bondage because it's counterfeit. It's a fleshly level. It's a fleshly way of life. Inside of you is born again. There's a spirit man that lives inside of you that actually wants to rule and reign and subdue your flesh and teach you how to be royalty and how to live in the bloodline of Jesus Christ. But oftentimes we get so distracted with the cares of the world, the things that have to be done today. And so that's trickery. It's trickery, and it's often enemy sent. Oftentimes it's enemy sent to distract us from our true call, our true purpose. What are we doing today, Lord? Many of us forget to show up because of the busyness. Now, God's not like pointing you out and saying, you're dirty, no good. He's like, become aware of the shrewdness of the enemy. Start to recognize who the enemy really is. Start to look at how good God is. And when you see, because the enemy's always pointing, you no good, you no good. There's people in here that are feeling condemned and have been trying and trying. And here I am again, Lord. Here I am again, Lord. And your heart is pure and it's whole and it's beautiful. And you've got a beautiful heart. But the enemy is like pushing on you and causing wounding and continuing to try to open that scar and that scab and cause the pressure so that you'll cave. And God's like, come on, come on, come on. You can do it. You're an overcomer. You're an overcomer. Why? How? By the blood of the Lamb, not your good works, but by what my son did. I sent him to redeem you from the curse. I sent him to bring wholeness and healing and life. Will you choose life? Will you choose life? See, this world that we live in, flesh, life and death is in the power of the tongue. Spirit realm, same way. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. We have to choose life. And if we don't choose life, by default, we get what the world offers, which is corruption, which is rust, deception, bondage, trickery. And God's like, come on in, come on in. And as we were worshiping, the Lord reminded me of Psalm 91. I was trying to meditate on it earlier today, and I thought it was just for me, but I realized it's for all of us. And in Psalm 91, I want to read to you a little bit tonight in Psalm 91, and then I'm wooing you of the goodness of God through Psalm 91, and then I'm going to show you how to go in, okay? Are you guys with me? Okay, let me mark my page. Oh, Lord, I love your word. Psalm 91. Security of the one who trusts in the Lord. That's what my title says on Psalm 91. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I'm going to say it again. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For it is he who delivers you from the snare of the trapper and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you may seek refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and a bulwark. You will not be afraid of the terror by night, or by the arrows that fly by day, or by the pestilence that stalks in darkness, or of the destruction that lays waste at noon. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not approach you. You will only look on with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked, for you have made the Lord my refuge, even the Most High your dwelling place. No evil will befall you, nor will any plague come near your tent, for he will give his angels charge concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will hear you up in their hands. I don't know what that... Oh, they will bear you. Thank you. I don't have my glasses on. That you do not strike your foot against the stone, for you will tread upon the lion and the cobra. The young lion and the serpent you will trample down. Because he has loved me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him securely on high, because he has known my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With a long life I will satisfy him and let him see my salvation. So I want to talk a little bit about this, because we often hear, oh, Psalm 91, I love Psalm 91. And others are like, how do you dwell in the secret place of the Most High? How does that work? And so I just want to share with you that one thing I see here, I will say to the Lord, life and death in the power of the tongue, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Do you trust him? Do you trust him? Do you trust him? Is he good? Do you know how good he is? Because when you start to trust him, he does deliver us. But he won't deliver us until we trust him. So I want to read, I want to go to Matthew. I love Matthew. Matthew 6. You guys hear me preach this all the time, but we're in the Word tonight. So Matthew 6, 6:25. For this reason I say to you, do not be worried about your life as to what you will eat or what you will drink, nor for your body as to what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Now, I'm saying this because oftentimes we are constantly thinking, what am I going to wear? What am I going to eat? What am I going to do? What should I do? We're so fleshly, we forget that we're earthly beings. And so God's trying to get us to start to discipline our flesh. Look at the birds. They don't worry. Does worrying add a single hour to your life? I'm paraphrasing the word right now. Have you ever worried about something and it caused things to speed up so it came to good? Never. Never. Worry is from the enemy. It's a fleshly, carnal thing. And some of you are worriers. Some of you are struggling tonight. You're worrying. You got a bill that needs to be paid. You got a relationship that's broken. You're trying to take care of situations. And God's saying, seek first the kingdom of God. Seek first the kingdom of God. Well, what are you saying, Lori? What does that mean? I'm going to tell you what it means. It means trusting God. It's making a commitment. No matter what, God's got my back. I can't understand it. I don't know what's going on, but I know God is good. And many of us struggle with, is God really good? God's really good. We sang tonight how good he was. And we can sing it, but when you sing it, it actually causes you to start believing it. And some of you are struggling with trusting God. You've got trust issues. You know, you've grew up and you have maybe a parent that wasn't so loving, or you went through some trial of abuse or trauma, and there was a trust broken. So in the natural, that trust has been broken, and it's causing it to spill over into your spiritual development. And it's stunting you. And right now, God wants to set it straight. And you know how you do that? Through your words. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to help people who have struggled with trust. We are going to speak this out loud, every one of us, to help the ones that are struggling tonight. Father, I am so sorry that I didn't trust you. I know I've been violated, and I've had issues in my natural senses with boundaries and people, and I've portrayed that to look like it was you, and that you did that to me. Right now, I repent. I choose to invoke your blessing, and I choose to trust you. Tonight, I am going to lean not on my own understanding, and I am going to choose to acknowledge you in all ways. You really do know what's best, because you're limitless. Father, I break away from the lies of the enemy and the deception that I have believed, and I choose to believe that you're a good God. It may not look like it in the natural, but your word is more powerful than what things look like in the natural. Because it was by your word that things were created. And it's by your word that we change things and cause things to line up. So I am choosing to look at your word and your promises, and I am blessed. And I am highly favored, and I am in the bloodline of Jesus, and no weapon formed against me will ever prosper. Enemy, I am serving you notice. Get out. Leave me. Leave my family. Leave my work. Leave my finances. Leave every relationship that God has established. And I am choosing to trust in the Lord. I am shaking off this earthly debris, and I am coming in to my royalty. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You just took a shower. Thank you, Lord. So, can you feel the shift in here? I'm telling you, there is power when we speak, and there's like dunamis power when we speak as one. And God's calling us to come together as one. You know, so many times we see people split, or church splits, or fights, or misunderstandings, because the enemy likes to sow discord. When there's discord, there's every form of evil work. That's why there's discord. It's to keep the brothers and sisters from coming as one. So we say tonight, bye-bye, discord. We cut your cord on discord. Some of you need to say that, I'm telling you. And all of a sudden, slap, there goes the door. It just closed. You hear it? You close the door to the enemy. And Lord, we receive your goodness. We receive your peace, your joy, your grace. Okay, who wants goodness, peace, joy, and grace? Who wants discord, evil, envy, strife? None of us. So we shut the door to that nonsense. I just saw some lenses come clear. Some eyesight just cleared out. Hallelujah. You know, God's the deliverer. He loves to deliver his people and set them straight. He loves to bring us into truth. He's cheering us on. That a girl, that a boy. Look at that. The enemy lost a foothold. Some of you are coming out of bondage tonight for the very first time. Some of you are like, wow, I feel good. I wish we had that song. Wow, I feel good. No, 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 no. I knew that I could.
Because I got you.
Because I got you. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes people get too religious and they get too set in their ways. I'm telling you, we are going to see a move of God like none other. We have to position ourselves. We have to come out from among them, be ye separated, and say, what are you saying today, Lord? And then you speak and declare and decree what he's saying today. Because when you do, he uses you like a puzzle for another piece to bring the kingdom of God into the fullness so that Jesus can return. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. Do you hear him? Boom. Boom. No, I'm kidding. He's coming. Will you be asleep when he comes? Oh, Lord, help us. Help us, you know, shake off the slumber. Let's clean that up. Who wants to get unslumberized? Some of you guys have too much melatonin or what's that stuff? You know, you took a little too much of the drink of the melatonin to dull you down. And that's, you know, you didn't do it purposefully. It never happens that way. You know, God doesn't, the enemy doesn't all of a sudden just pull you into, you know, backslidden state, okay? It's a slow process over time. And the next thing you know, it's like, I used to hear his voice, but I don't anymore. You know, I used to feel his presence, but I don't anymore. I used to read the word. I don't remember where the word is. You know, oh, it's holding up my bed. It's now it's a foot, you know, whatever. You know, and here's the thing. God's not like, okay, you're back. No, he's like, come on. Come on, we're going somewhere. Are you coming tonight? Are you coming tonight? Are you coming tonight? Are you excited for the ride? He's like, come on. Come on, kids. Hop in. We're going. We're going. Some of you are like, wait, I need my whatever. My little treasure box and my Aunt Gildred's, you know, whatever. Come. Come now, come, leave it all behind. It's all trash and trinkets. Here's the thing. When you say yes to God, the blessings are so abundant and so powerful, you forget about little Aunt Gildred's whatever that, you know, was in that little treasure box. And who is she, by the way? Who has her? Come on, who is it? You're going to wait until after the meeting, aren't you? Hallelujah. 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 I see some freedom in here tonight. Hallelujah. Jesus, help. Oh, I can feel his compassion in here tonight. He loves us so much. You know, when his compassion shows, when it's here, it's like, the healing power all over the place, you know, deliverance, everything's instant. Hallelujah. More, Lord. Let your compassion move through the room. Let your compassion move through the body. Let your compassion heal people tonight, Lord. Let us taste your compassion. Some of us have never experienced your compassion, your overwhelming care, deep care for every soul, for every eyelash, for every molecule that you created us to have. Your compassion is all consuming. It's so powerful. Your compassion, it just... Oh, there's healing in here. Healing. Receive the healing. Receive the healing. It's not me, it's him. It's him. He's here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of you are like, well, I don't see him. I don't feel him. By faith, I receive. By faith, I believe and receive. And when you say that, I receive. By faith, I believe and receive. What happens is it activates, and all of a sudden, a big old mountain of faith shows up, and you're like, whoa, I'm on the mountain of God. Hallelujah, been translated out of Azotos into the mountain of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm waiting on him. Okay, cut the tapes tonight. We're unplugged. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. The current. Who's jumping in the current tonight? I know sometimes this gets a little messy. But really, this is really awesome because when the messiness shows up, we're no longer in the box of religion, and deliverance happens, because then some people are like, well, that's not how we do it in our church. And so then you've got a choice. And see, God's like, choose life, come on in the stream. Or you go, that's not how we do it. So some of you might be struggling with, that's just not the way it's done in our church. You tell that thing to leave in the name of Jesus and watch what happens. You'll be like, I'm going in the river. And when you go in, there's healing, there's deliverance, there's, the love of God. It's powerful. Some of you are like, I want to go in, but I don't see the river. By faith, I believe and I receive. By faith, I see. Are you looking in your natural eyes or your spiritual eyes? See, because there's two sets of eyes. Did you know you have two sets of eyes? Think about the creatures in heaven. There's more than two sets. We get two, because that's all we can handle. Some of you are like, I see creatures. Is that biblical? Revelations. Go to Revelations. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Wheels upon wheels. We got to be prepared, friends. We got to come out from the way we've been seeing. I'll never forget the first time I saw this thing that had a head that had many eyes on it. I was like, what? Lord, is that you? 2 seconds later, zap! Come out, delivered. Wow. Melatonin. Who's the sleepy ones in here? Melatonin lovers. Come out. Come out. Some of you struggle with sleeping at night. Counterfeit. God's going to heal you tonight. Wow, a word of knowledge. Healing word of knowledge. More, Lord. There's a few people in here who can't sleep at night. I see a tormenting demon hitting you, poking you. Right now, I command that thing to leave, loose off you, leave your household, and never return in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Some of you take drugs, a little here and a little there. Tonight you're going to get free if you want to. God's so good. What about the withdrawal? There is no withdrawal. Hallelujah. You know why? Because he is the God of the creation. God of life, not God of torment. I'm going to have to let you go through withdrawal because you were a bad... No. We break those words and we break that stuff off your mind right now. There's no withdrawal in heaven. The only withdrawal in heaven is from your heavenly bank account. The rest is counterfeit. Be free in the name of Jesus. I command you to be loosed out of addiction right now. Prescription drugs, loose off my brothers and sisters. Loose off my brothers and sisters. Be free. Be whole. Oh, boy. Somebody in here has high blood pressure and you're contemplating whether to go on the medication, the little pill. If that's you, put your hand on your heart. Don't be shy. See, it's a living word. It's for you. Put your hand on your heart. There's another one in here. I'm not going to go until we get it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I release you. I see it. There's a clamp, and it's an enemy. It's a little black clamp that's been messing with you. And I command that clamp to come off in the name of Jesus. I release you from that tormenting, pulsating, regulating. I can see it. Lord, give me the words. Pictures are lovely, but words would be helpful at this point. I release you from, it's a false diagnosis. It's a false, it's just a lie. I release you from that in the name of Jesus, and I command it to go and leave you and never come back in the name of Jesus. There you go. 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 Hallelujah. There you go. Hallelujah. Ooh, here's a fun one. I just saw a big old jar of food in the spirit, like food in the natural, but for the spirit. And somebody in here struggles with binge eating. Hallelujah. Little got to have a little because you're feeling a little stressed out or whatever. And God is going to heal you. Whoa, I can feel it coming on me. God's going to heal you tonight. You're going to be set free. That is it. Give me the words, Father. It's a binging spirit. It's causing you, it manifests in other areas of your life too, but it's hooked to a food source, like a food supply. And so right now I command it to be loosed off your body in the name of Jesus. Be loosed off right now in the name of Jesus. Be loosed in the name of Jesus. Come out, go, go. And I command a regulation, a proper regulation in the spirit to manifest in the natural of the proper amounts of food to eat and the proper amounts of nutrition to take, and without coming under the law in the name of Jesus, because God, he fulfilled the law. Amen? Hallelujah. Somebody in here got a headache. Put your hand on your head if it's you. Hallelujah. I see a little black spot, and right now I command that thing to go in the name of Jesus. Go. Go. Hallelujah. Go. Oh, it's gone. Hallelujah. Residual, go. Lion spirit, go. Holy is the Lord. Did you know I got healed of migraines? I used to have migraines when I'd be in bed for days. I'd had that little pill that you put in a case for that bad one. You know, you only break it out because it messes you up so bad. I got healed in a meeting of migraine headaches. God is the healer and the deliverer. Amen. I break off fear attached to the migraine headaches. I see like a little trail in the spirit. you want to know what it looks like? It looks like a string of hot dogs. You know, like you ever see hot dogs strung together? That's what I'm seeing, but it's not hot dogs. It's like that. And it's got fear on it. And I can see the word. What? Yeah, how'd you know that? Yeah. That's the word. What does that word mean?
It's a strong form of fear.
Okay. I see that. I could see it, and I was trying to, like, get the spelling to come out and see at the same time, so thank you. Hallelujah. It's attached to there, so I just command that to go in the name of Jesus and never return. You foul devil, I break your hold on the body of Christ. I break your hold on the believers, and I command you to leave and never, ever touch a blood-washed believer again. In Jesus' name, be whole. Be healed. Okay. Hormones. What is that? I just heard the word hormones, so I'm waiting. I'm hanging. I'm in an airplane and I'm hanging, you know, ready to land, but we're not there yet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, there's an imbalance in some hormones in women. So right now, if that's you, put your hand. I'm seeing like right here in the spirits. Just put your hand right here, like right about your tummy area. And let's see what he's got. I speak life to your hormones. I speak balance to your hormones. And I command all forms of pollution to leave your body right now and pass through the backdraft with no side effects or residual anything. Be whole, be healed. And I see his blood like coming in to the hormones and adjusting and bringing life and balance and fullness in right now. So I release that in the name of Jesus. Whoa, there's a lot of people that had an issue with that. I saw like, well, you know what a paintball looks like when it splats? That's kind of what I saw, but it was like going, you know, into not just one person. So hallelujah, we receive that. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, Shakonde, I need a little sip of my water. Is that okay? Okay, so God is setting us in position tonight. There, I can't go on. He won't let me. Who's got a hearing issue in here?
What?
Oh. Hallelujah. Okay, put your hand in your ear, like put your finger in your ear. If you have a hearing issue, ringing of the ears, if you have, I'm seeing something that starts with an M. Meniere's disease, whatever that is. What is that? Is that an ear thing?
Is that an equilibrium thing?
Okay, hallelujah. Well, if you have any issues with your ears, ringing, can't hear, what? Too loud, what? Put your fingers in your ear. Whichever ear it is, or if it's both, put them in. And right now, be loosed in the name of Jesus and pull your ears out. I mean, pull your fingers out of your ear. Hallelujah. Who notices right away a difference? Amen. 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 Hallelujah. See, now what happens is faith is rising. See, people are starting to testify and faith is rising. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Wholeness. And proper tones and balance in your ears right now. And I see, I'm seeing a rubber band. I don't know what that is, but it's actually in someone's head. And I'm not sure what that's about, so let's go there. Hallelujah. Okay, here it is. Someone's a fretter. A fretter. Whines. And God wants to heal you. And what is he going to do? He's going to cut the rubber band. It's actually a demonic force that has taken up residency. Would be the polite way to say it. So God wants to heal you and deliver you. So right now we renounce fretting in the name of Jesus. We renounce it and we remind ourselves, hello, that we trust God in all things. We lean not on our own understanding. In all our ways we acknowledge him. So right now I break off fretting. I command it to come out in the name of Jesus. And some of you, it's a spirit, it's a foul devil that is like uprooted or inrooted. And so right now we close the door. We close the door on that in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you tell the difference, ex-fretters? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hi, my name's Lori and I'm a... A what? A lover of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Shalomba. Hatoko sokoko. Whoo. Ko bashende. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shondele bandele bakorito sokoko. Entos pakirito. Shandale bandale ba. I want to go deep. Halaba, Lord, deeper. Ola ba shente quandala carato sendale ba corato. So go. I'm seeing into the hearts of the people in here tonight. And I'm seeing the goodness of God. I'm seeing the wholeness and I'm seeing some wonderful things. And I'm seeing this outsider who's trying to go, hey, you stink, but there's no point of entry. It's been sealed up. And so we just want to go, he got nothing on me. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, what about that? What about it? What about this? Lord, what do you say? Oh, your word says I'm blessed and highly favored. I'm the head and not the tail. Kumbasha, mente, yandale bakorito so koko. I'm seeing a deep peace coming upon a couple of you that have had a really rough week. I'm seeing like this liquid being poured in and over you. And if that's you, just take a little drink. He's good. But I don't see anything. Where are you looking? In the natural or in the spirit? But I still don't see. Lord, open my eyes to see. Let me taste and see that you're... Oh, that's part of a scripture, isn't it? Taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Is that biblical? Yeah. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Open up our taste and let us see how good you are, Lord. Come on out. Come on out. Come on out. Step into the presence. Step into the truth. You know, sometimes we have to walk through unbelief before we see truth. And that takes a step of faith. And so right now, I see some people are at the edge of stepping. That you can't see over the, it's like a cliff, but it's not. But in the spirit, I'm seeing you wanting to go further in God, but you can't see. And you're like, I'm not so sure. You know, that's not, I heard about weird stuff. I'm going to tell you something. You're already weird. You're very peculiar. Amen. But God loves you, and he made you in his image, and he's calling us deeper, see, because he's equipping us. He can't equip us where we're at. We have got to go to him. We've got to show up and say, here I am again, Lord. What are you doing today? What are you doing today? Here I am, Lord. Here I am, Lord. Here I am, Lord. And then we just wait. And oftentimes we're like, it's been 5 minutes and I didn't hear. Well, then what you do is you say, mind, shut up. You have to say that out loud, because if you'd say it in your head, you won't. It doesn't obey you. So you have authority through your words. And so if you're sitting and you're like, Lord, here I am. What are you saying today? Have your Bible with you. Notebook. Here I am today. What are you saying? What are you saying today, Lord? Here I am. And if you don't hear anything, don't give up. Knock, knock, knock. Knock, knock, knock. When somebody comes to bring you a package, let's just say, you know, your mom made your brownies, okay? And she drove 100 miles to give you brownies. And she knocked on the door. And you're like, I don't know who's at the door. I don't want to answer the door. She keeps knocking. She keeps knocking. You're eventually going to open the door to see who it is, or you're going to hide under your bed. And if you hide under your bed, you're going to miss the blessings of God. God's calling you into the blessings. He's calling you to the brownie land. Taste and see that the Lord is good. But if you don't open the door and you don't keep knocking, the door's not going to open. And see, God is not like testing you, but in a way he is. He's like, how serious are you? I heard this great preacher and they said if you... Yeah, but what about you? Come now. Seek first the kingdom of God. Well, how do you do that? Knock, knock, knock. Here I am, Lord. I don't know what that means, but teach me. Knock, knock, knock. Here I am again, Lord. I don't know what that means, but teach me. And when you say that, eventually he'll be like, hello. And then you're like, wah, God showed up. And he'll show up through his word. He'll show up through worshiping him. He will show up through the still small voice of the Holy Ghost. And he might even show up audibly. You know, no limits. We'll take it all any way you want, Jesus. We'll take everything you have. I come expecting. And see, some of us come, we expect, but well, I'm not so sure. I do believe, but I don't believe. Help me with my unbelief. And if that's you, hey, recognize it and say, help me with my unbelief. Instead of, well, I do believe, but I'm not so sure. But help me with my unbelief. And see, we can't help ourselves, but God can help us. But he won't help us until we come, knock, and listen. Amen? Hallelujah. Shandele korito so koko. Andele ba shandele ba korito. Hey, here, how about this? Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. That's scripture. That's Matthew 7:7. The word of God can't lie. So what's lying? Your flesh. Some of you are hungry for more of him, but your flesh is preventing you from presenting yourself to him because of fear. What if? Here's the thing. You're either in or you're out. God's either got you or he doesn't. There is no half measures. And many times we walk in half measures and it's causing us to stumble and be left behind. Come out. Press in. Show up. And when you do, here I am, says the Lord. He desires relationship. He desires encounters. He desires giving us downloads of his revelation. It's not for the chosen few. Those chosen few refused to stop knocking. And when the obstacles come and the phones and all this crazy stuff, here I am again, Lord. I got taken out for 20 minutes, an hour, a day, a week, a month, but here I am again. Where were we? What were we doing before all those distractions consumed me and carried me off into bondage? I'm sorry, but here I am again. My heart is to know you, Jesus. My heart is to be in relationship with you, Holy Spirit. Teach me. I'm sorry I blew it. Here I am again. God's not mad, but you know who is? The enemy, because he lost you. And so then he throws a little stone here. Well, what about last week when you said blah, blah, blah? Well, Buster, who cares? You're a liar and a deceiver, and I'm not even talking to you anymore. I'm done with you.
Right? It's
over. Game over. We like to say, after a good old spiritual battle, you know, and the enemy, and we're standing on the word, and we come to the victory promised land and cross in, we go, God wins. What's the score? It's a bazillion to zero, you lying devil. You know, you want to talk about a loser? You know, he likes to deflect and call you a loser and you. Okay, the Word of God clearly points out who you are and what you are and who he is and what happens to him. Whose report are you going to believe? Thanks, I needed that. You're right. Get out in the name of Jesus and don't come back. Don't you come back no more, no more. Amen. Amen. See, God has already provided the road. Some of us got, you know, in the ditch, a little muddy. He don't care. Must be some backsliders in here tonight. And God's calling you in. I see him reeling like a fish. Come on now. You got a big one on the line. Woo, it's a prize fish. It's his very own. Made in his image. Come on. That's good. That's good. God loves us. And he's not mad at us. He can't be. Because he made you in his image. And then he says, hey, you're an heir to everything I have. I give you everything. But by the way, choose life. The choice is yours. And then, well, let's just say you don't choose life. Let's say, oh, I choose the dirty, rotten, stinking flesh for however long. When you come back, oh, my son, my daughter, I've been waiting for you. I love you. Kiss, 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 hug, hug, hug. Here's the robe. Here's the ring. And by the way, let's have a party. It's not you, dirty, no good. Who's the dirty, no good? Come on now. Who's the finger pointer? Devil. Amen. I think we finally got that established in here. I think we beat the devil to death tonight in here. And some false thinking and coming out from amongst them stuff. Come on. Anybody struggling still tonight? You want some more? Hallelujah. 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 Whoo, I hear the victory march. I saw it. I hear it. And I see you in the victory march. Mighty warriors. Singing. Free. Decreeing. As royalty. walking as one with the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I heard a ding. I'm kidding. That was good. Ting! Praise you, Jesus. That was flesh, by the way, that ding. Maybe. No. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for tonight. I thank you for everything that you released in here tonight. There's no one like you. You are unpredictable, yet strong and perfect. Full of structure and substance and power. And we align ourselves with you tonight. Woo-hoo, I just saw that. Whoa, that was powerful. Hallelujah. Some of you just felt like a... And you're like, yo, okay. Hallelujah. God has established you as a holy priest, set apart for his good pleasure. He is calling you up. He's calling you in to the promised land. I see this picture of the Red Sea. It's like a parable, but I see it. It's like he's holding off darkness so that you can walk through without the distractions. And he's calling you in to the promised land. He's saying, come on, a little further, a little further. Faint not, call on my grace, call on my strength, call on my will, and I will deliver you. I will bring you forth in Jesus' name. But I can't do it without you. You have to show up. And so we say, here I am, God. Here I am, God. In Jesus' name, amen.